Hello, my name is Derek, and this is the Producers Journal podcast. Right on the front end, some call to action. Check out our new Instagram page at the Producers Journal, and we're on TikTok at the Producers Journal Pod. Please come give us a follow, and I would love to hear from you. Send me a direct message on how you feel about this episode and any thoughts and questions or ideas, or even if you want to give me shit. All is good. Hit me up. All right, so today's episode is going to be about something that just happened to me today. As I record this, it is July 13th, 2022, and I came across a situation this morning that has happened in the past and made me realize that I need to be clearer with clients on certain things. And this gets better and better over time. Anytime there's a mistake or an issue, I quickly try to solve it, to come up with a solution so it doesn't happen again. Or it's known to the client that maybe that client is responsible for something or I'm responsible. I'm rambling at this point, but making sure that you're on the same page with the client. So the client knows what's expected of him or her. They know what's expected of me, and all is good. So here's some context. So today I got an email from a client. And I hate this kind of email. It always, I don't hate the client. It's when I see this email, my ass puckers and my anxiety shoots through the roof. It's, hey, today's episode is not published. And it's code red. It's the first, like I drop anything I'm doing and I go to it. Sometimes it's just an issue with the feed. Maybe I forgot to schedule the right time. I usually schedule episodes at like 3 a.m. Eastern, so that way they're just episodes are ready for anyone that wants to listen in the morning. But there's times where I forget to adjust the time, so it's noon. So the client will email me at 9 in the morning, hey, where's the episode? Oops, sorry, my bad. And mistakes happen. Well, today was a situation where in order for me to kind of understand what he was talking about, or I'm like, well, before I answer anything, let's dig in. Did I make a mistake? Did he make a mistake? What happened? So I open up Buzzsprout and realize, yep, the last episode published was last Wednesday. Okay, great. Well, I'm like, man, I never got a notification from him. He's always emailed me, hey, new file up. We share a Google folder. Well, I jumped to the Google folder, and sure enough, this week's episode is up in there and next week. So for numbering purposes, today was supposed to be episode 9, next week is 10. The latest episode that was released was episode 8 from last week. So now I'm a little bit annoyed. I'm like, man, I didn't get notified. So I have to explain the situation. But then I also call myself out. Man, maybe you should be on top of this and reaching out to your client. Hey, where's the next file? Because that's what I used to do. I used to hold my client's hands all day, every day and chase them down. And I feel like there's something to be said for that as their producer. You know, that's probably a role I should carry. But as I've grown, I don't have time to babysit anymore. I don't have time to hold hands. And if a client's consistently updating me on, hey, new file loaded, and then they stop, well, that's kind of on the client, in my opinion. But the real problem is I didn't communicate that appropriately. Didn't think I needed to. And what made me realize that is, aside from the obvious, that this fell through the cracks and it needed an SOP, if you will. But the client responded, well, man, I didn't realize I needed to notify you. And I'm like, okay, well, I'm never going to be told that again. So moving forward, it's going to be in my service agreement. I just updated it and added a little clause in there among all the different groups I have in there. It's a probably 3-4 page agreement that needs a digital signature. And I added a little bullet point in there. Client is responsible for communicating to SRP when a new file is uploaded to the folder and is ready for production. Because that way we're on the same page and that wouldn't happen again. And I have to put responsibility on the client. Like, well, I launched you, I developed you, now you're published. We're doing all the editing for you. We're doing the show notes. We might be doing audiograms, whatever it may be. But what I don't want to do is chase files and babysit. The reason why I used to is because every podcast I had on my client list was absolutely critical. If you have four clients and you're trying to make some money, then yeah, you better believe it. I was on everyone all the time. Hey, where's the next file? Where's the next file? We're due to launch in 3 days. We're due to launch in 2 days. I would stay on them. Now that I'm bigger and I have more stuff going on and a much bigger client base, I feel like I don't have time for that. And that might be the wrong approach. I'd love your thoughts. I'm not saying I'm perfect here, but I do know what the day-to-day is like now for me and my team. And we got a lot of stuff moving on, and we are totally focused on production when a new file gets to us. Then game on. It's on us. We take care of shit. But it's that bridge from the client to me, the journey that the file takes from the client to me. I'm officially pushing that to the client. I'm making them responsible for that and accountable for that. But when something isn't laid out in writing, hence why we have contracts, why we have service agreements, that's why we have these things, because every time something pops up that caused a problem, well, now I know better. Let's add it to the list of, let's add that language to the contract or the generic service agreement. And that's what I did today. So hopefully that doesn't happen moving forward. And he was cool. He's like, all right, man, all good. And I quickly pushed today's episode out, and I actually edited for the first time. Luckily, it's for the first time in a couple of years. Luckily, it was a basic edit. It was just a matter of optimizing the audio, clipping the front and back ends, and tacking on the intro and outro, done. So I was able to whip that up real quick, upload, good to go, published. And then I tasked episode 10 to the editor that normally does the podcast, the episodes for this podcast. And now he's been tasked, and it's due in a few days because it publishes next Wednesday. Piece of cake, back in rhythm. But I did ask the client nicely, moving forward, please let me know when you upload a new file. So that's the issue that I came across today. This is a prime example of why this podcast exists, because this is in very much real time. I had an issue. I wanted to talk about it. I'm trying to be upfront and honest about my mistakes, the client's mistakes, issues, what could be done better. And this is good for me too. It feels good to just be able to vent in a way as well. And I hope that any producer listening now that may have come across this can relate. If you had not thought of a way to add the language to your service agreement, I would suggest doing that. If you don't have a service agreement, then we need to talk. I will definitely help you put one together, because it's critical. And I learned the hard way. And I went a long time with just handshake deals, and I have learned my lesson. Let me cap it off with this little nugget here. So yesterday I got an email from a potential client that verbally agreed to work with me several weeks ago. We had a great meeting. He's like, we're in. This is actually the second meeting we had a couple weeks ago. He's like, yes, let's do it. Send me a service agreement. And then I told him part of the deal is an invoice up front. He's like, good to go. So I sent him an invoice. I sent him a service agreement, and nothing. And out of nowhere, he pops up, introduces me to his assistant, and he says, she will be critical in helping deliver you the assets needed to build this podcast to launch and management. And I'm like, okay, but now I don't do anything until something is signed and something is paid, whatever we agreed on. Learn my lesson, because I have typically charged when things are done. I still do that with editing an episode to episode. You know, at the end of the month, if we did 5 episodes for a client, then they get invoiced then. I'm not going to invoice them for each episode because that's just too much. But now when it comes to the launch phase, that startup development package I give out, I'm not starting until I get paid. Now that the money needs to be up front, because too many times I've gone through the hassle of chasing down files, coaching them on music, coaching them on intro and outro script, trying to chase down a headshot because they want a headshot in their cover art. All the hassle of going back and forth on making sure the cover art looks right. All the trailer, you know, all this stuff that you as the producer know we need to do, but not getting paid. And then 3 weeks later, I've tasked some of my team to do work for me in building these assets. And then the client disappears, or the client's like, meh, I'm not really into this anymore. And it's like, oh, okay. Then I've either send them a ProAte invoice, or sometimes it just takes too long. It might take 2.5 months for them to finally give me everything I need. And it's just a hassle. So as a way for me to try to weed out the people that don't give a shit, when it comes to development and launch, you got to pay me up front for whatever we agreed to. So this gentleman hits me back yesterday, as I said. Well, then by this time, the invoice expired and the Panda Doc expired. So I sent him a new invoice, sent him a new agreement, and emailed him like, hey, before we move forward, I'd love to do this, but before we move forward, you need to look at these two documents. Once signed and paid, then we're good to go. Never heard back from him. And who knows if I will. And the old me would be terrified to do that because I wanted every client I could possibly get. The present me is, I'll gladly develop this podcast for this guy, but I'm not doing it until he makes the commitment to me first. Because I can already tell, just knowing this guy, that I don't even know if he knows what a podcast is. And I've fallen into that trap before, where because they don't really understand what this is all about, no matter how much coaching and pushing and pulling and hand-holding I do, shit just won't get done. Or we finally get to launch, published. I send them a Google Doc with all their platform links. Good to go. Congratulations. And then they won't do an episode. Man, this is more work than I thought. Or, yeah. I'm gonna start recording next week. I follow up. Yeah. You know what? Next month, I'm going to have some time and I'm going to start recording some interviews. And often they never come back. So that's my rant, I guess, at the moment. So I'm waiting to hear back from him if he's going to sign what he needs to sign and pay what he needs to pay. And even then, I learned something. I changed some language. I make sure now that in the agreement that I send, that there's a 30-day term on it. If not signed in 30 days, then rates are subject to change. I've fallen into that trap too, and I finally adjusted that. You give somebody a quote, and then 6 months later, they roll back around, and you've absolutely raised rates, and you've changed your structure, and then what do you do? Do you honor what they agreed to at the very front end 6 months ago? Well, if not stipulated in any form of writing, then I guess you kind of have to. but then maybe talk your way around it and say, hey, you've disappeared for 6 months. Obviously, you wouldn't say it that way. Say it more professionally, but it's gray. It's a gray area. And I guess the moral of this story is no gray areas. Strong, dark black magic marker boundaries. Draw those things out, and it will make life a lot easier. So check us out again, Instagram at The Producers Journal and TikTok at The Producers Journal Pod. Thank you.